You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Network, Gary Wolfel, the Racine Journal-Times, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Gary, this thing happened fast and furious, and after talking to a few people, because the timing was just weird, so I started doing a little digging, and I talked to a few people that I know who said a blow-up yesterday, John Horse made the call, then said basically, see you later, and he went and then dealt with the upper management and or ownership, who then didn't like necessarily the timeline, but all came to the agreement that things weren't heading in a good direction, and they just went in correspondence with him and said, okay, here we go, so thus we move on. So, I mean, is that kind of what you're getting?
Yeah, I think that's part of the big picture. I mean, you can go back to last year when they had lost, I think, 12 of 14 games, like in late January, early February. And I remember I talked to a high-ranking Bucks official at that point and asked him if Jason Kidd was going to be fired. And the guy paused for several seconds, and he goes, probably not. But the fact that he delayed and didn't say, yeah, he's going to be our coach, you know, and supported Kidd, or didn't support Kidd, spoke volumes. And then this summer, when I was in Las Vegas for the NBA Summer League, I spoke with several people who were involved in the interview process for the GM. And they told me that the Bucks brass had made it perfectly clear to them that if they became GM, they would have the power to fire Jason Kidd, and there wouldn't be any interference from the owners. So those things led me to believe that he was definitely, on the hot seat.
So this thing comes to a head yesterday, and again, Jabari kind of gives – we find out about – or not Jabari, but Giannis gives him a call ahead of time, gives him the heads up. We understand all of that. It appears, though, that while Giannis and he had a really good relationship – mm-hmm. Not a lot of guys on that. And you said this 2 weeks ago or a week ago on this program. You said, look, there's not as many people inside that locker room as you think that are all Jason Kidd supporters.
Yeah, and even Giannis. I mean, Giannis did have a good rapport with Jason Kidd, I think, for most of this year. But if you go back to past seasons, I think it was pretty shaky. I mean, based on conversations I had with people in the organization, they had their differences too. So this isn't just restricted to a couple players and bad players. It also pertained to some of the best players on the team as well.
So now moving forward, is there anybody you believe to be – everybody here is Fizdale. I had heard the name Jerry Stackhouse, that they were looking for names, people that were going to be attractive. So, all that kind of stuff that can bring that shine back to this organization. And then I heard, and Jason Schultz or Jordan Schultz kind of went with me on this too, because there's a business dealing that happened years ago, I guess, that they know Rick Pitino, and Pitino's another name that was being kicked around. God, I hope that doesn't happen. But it's you're hearing all these different names. I think Fizdale, from what everybody says, and it seems to be there's a lot of people pushing in that direction, he would be a good cat to bring into this situation. But who else do you think might be a name that comes out of all of this?
Well, you know what, Bill, yesterday I made several calls to some NBA executives, and it seemed like everyone I called offered up a new name, I mean, it seems like anybody that is anybody is going to want this job, Jeff Van Gundy, Doc Rivers could be a possibility, heard Kevin McHale's name, Monte Williams' name, you can just go right down the list. There's not going to be a shortage of candidates, that's for sure.
What would be a good fit, in your opinion?
Ooh, I would go for a fresh face and, somebody that's got a proven track record. I don't think I'd want a retread. I wouldn't want anybody currently on the Kidd staff. I think there's some really good guys on the staff, but it's guilt by association. I think they got a purge the Kidd era from them and move on.
When you say purge, are we talking everybody, even some of the assistants that have gotten close with guys like Giannis and Jabari and such, or are you talking just get rid of some of the front, right-hand men, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, it would be up to the discretion of the new coach, obviously, but I would imagine that they'll make wholesale changes. I just can't imagine the owners or John Horst telling the new coach that they got to keep coaches because most coaches then wouldn't want that job. So I would, again, I would envision, you know, radical changes.
We don't think it was a surprise. I think the only surprise was the timing of all of this. And now moving forward, this is two situations in which the Bucks and Jordan Schultz kind of put a dispel on this. But this is two times now a coach has been fired but hasn't been told in the manner by management.
That happens all the time, right?
There's a cutthroat business side to this. It's something that I think Milwaukee is not used to. It's not it's not that it's a bad or good thing. It's just it's something that it's a lot of people aren't accustomed to. And outside looking in, it seems to be bad form. But I think, and Jordan kind of said it, and I'll see if you agree, you're talking about a talented team with a new building, new practice facilities. Everything's on the rise. All you got to do is be the guy to come in and guide the ship and put it on the right track. I don't think the way things have gone over the last two hirings and firings is going to deter anyone from saying, I'll accept that job.
No, I mean, you've been around sports long enough. It's going to be it'll boil down to the Benjamins, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
They throw a $6 million a year contract at you. You're coming here, you know? So, again, I just don't see the Bucks having any problems at all getting a really highly qualified coach and go from there.
If he doesn't consistently, then we can say certainly Jason Kidd has made a mistake in basically putting Malcolm Brogdon under his thumb, so to speak, but is there any wonder that Brogdon comes out, gets more playing time last night, and all of a sudden puts up the numbers that he did?
No, Brogdon was terrific. I mean, he's had games like this. Obviously, he didn't have a career scoring game, you know, like last night. But he's had a very good season. Obviously, he was Rookie of the Year last year. But he's even playing at a higher level. And I guess right now the question is, do the Bucks hold on to him? There's several teams that definitely want to acquire him before the February 8th trading deadline. And, you know, if the Bucks feel like, hey, we want to get a big guy, they might have to move Malcolm Brogdon.
So you were there. Joe was there. Scott Grodzki from CBS 58 was there. Do you believe Bledsoe legitimately found out through you guys, or do you think he was playing complete possum?
The latter. No question about it. I mean, you know, again, Bill, you've been around pro athletes. You know how they react in, you know, kind of tough circumstances. And I don't think he really wanted to talk about it. And, you know, when I asked him if he had heard of it, he said no. And I said, well, you had a players meeting, you know, before. And he goes, well, I must have missed it. Players don't miss player meetings. And then on top of it, John Horst had reached out to all the players, you know, hours before that, either talking to them directly or leaving a voicemail. So, you know, hey, I mean, you never say never, and maybe he didn't know of it, but my inclination is that he was aware of it. So,
Real quick before I let you go, so now this whole situation begins to, now that all the emotional dust settles and they move forward, what should the legitimate expectation be? If I'm a Bucks fan, I'm sitting there going, okay, they fired their coach. Now let's see what happens. What's my legitimate expectation?
Well, I mean, I still think it's a pretty darn good team. And I think if they add another piece at the trading deadline, they got a chance to go at least to the second round, maybe deeper. I mean, the Eastern Conference is by no means a powerhouse. I mean, even Boston has a lot of holes, and they're, you know, generally considered the best team in the East. And Toronto, you know, has a very nice team, but you're not awed by them. And Cleveland is in total disarray. So there's definitely a window. And if John Horst can bring in a, you know, really good player, excuse me, and with Jabari Parker returning, I see no reason why the Bucks can't make a serious run.
You've got some games, Brooklyn, Chicago, the Philadelphia 76ers, Minnesota, obviously the Knicks, and Brooklyn again, followed by the Knicks. You've got some games here that are very winnable. Are you looking at this stretch of games where you're saying, you know what, if this fresh face, if this new blood, all that kind of stuff, yada, yada, is going to make an impact, some of these lesser teams, this is where you're going to start to see this turnaround where maybe they can reel off 5 out of 7 or something like that and really kind of thrust themselves back into the spotlight prior to Jabari getting back?
Yeah, there's no question. They got to make the run now, and while they got that opportunity, because you don't know what's going to happen. And the other thing, Bill, you know, Jabari's coming back. There's going to be a transition period, you know, trying to figure out a way to incorporate him. And then if they do add another player in the trading deadline, you know, you got a lot of things going on. So, yeah, they definitely have to make the run now.
Gary, good stuff, and we'll talk to you again, okay?
Sounds good. Thank
you, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's Gary Wolf of the Racine Journal-Times joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.